Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tundra Talk. I'm Zach Ayers, and with me in the studio today is Joe O'Connell from the men's lacrosse team. How's it feel to be back on campus, Joe?
Yeah, it's been really good to be back on campus. You know, it was weird leaving in March and not being able to be here for the whole spring semester. So, I mean, it's different for sure with all the precautions in place to keep us safe, but it's definitely been great to be back on campus.
So what are you studying right now?
So I study mechanical engineering. Like I said, I'm a senior, so taking a lot of electives and that kind of stuff right now, only like one or two required classes.
Yeah. Are you all online or in person?
So I do two classes online and three in person, so a pretty good mix.
That's good, yeah. So how long have you been playing lacrosse?
So I think I want to say I started in fourth grade playing lacrosse. So played from then all the way up through high school and then obviously now in college.
All right. And what made you start playing lacrosse?
So I just grew up in a neighborhood and a couple guys started playing and I just like once I got out there and like tossed around with the stick in my hands, kind of fell in love with it. So really just my friends getting into it is what got me into playing the sport.
So where's home for you?
So I'm from Fishers, Indiana. So for those people that don't know, that's a suburb northeast of Indianapolis.
Okay. So where'd you go to school?
So I went to Fishers High School there.
All right. And you played lacrosse in high school, right?
Yeah.
Did you play any other sports while you were there?
I played like intramural basketball and stuff like that, but lacrosse probably was my main sport from like eighth grade on.
Okay. So, when you were kind of deciding to continue playing lacrosse in college, what made you choose Ohio Northern?
So I knew that I wanted to major in, engineering and there's only so many, I knew that I wasn't going to be playing at a Division I school. So there's only so many places that you can get an engineering degree and play at like Division III, Division II level. So I was looking around and kind of found five or six schools that kind of met that. And ONU being in the Midwest, being a young team too, was a big thing for me because I knew that I could, you know, start having an impact right away. And then really just when I like started reaching out and talking to Coach Saint was really the big draw, is that like he was really just a great recruiter in getting me here. And no regrets about it at all. Been great decision, honestly.
Awesome. So what are your favorite parts about being a student and athlete here?
Yeah, I mean, I like being a student here because, you know, I got some buddies that, being from Indiana, they go to Purdue for engineering and they talk about how they're only interacting with TAs, you know, they're in a big lecture hall for a lot of their, you know, 1,000 level, 2,000 level classes. So it's just been awesome because, you know, my biggest class was like 50 people max, and that was like chem for engineers freshman year. But besides that, really, like, I think my biggest class size this year is like, it can't be more than 20. So there's that one-on-one interaction in regards to being a student with professors and being able to reach out and get help on anything I need has been awesome. And in regards to being an athlete, you know, Coach Saint talks about it when we are being recruited here, but he runs like a Division I program at the Division III level. So being able to like get out there and compete and stuff like that is awesome. I mean, just been great to be able to continue playing lacrosse because it's a great sport. It's fast and I love playing it.
Yeah. So what successes have you seen since starting playing lacrosse here?
Yeah, so my freshman year, I wasn't at a big impact, but we won the regular season at OAC. I know we had, like, statistical champion number one defense in the country. My sophomore year, we made it back to the conference championship game in the tournament and then, you know, lost to Carroll then. And then last year, obviously, the season was cut short, but we thought we were going to have a good shot at competing for that championship again in the OAC.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the season being cut short. How did you guys find out?
Yeah, so we, I'm on the leadership council for the lacrosse team, so we kind of have a separate group chat to talk about kind of making decisions on the team about, like, just little things that coach will, like, delegate to us. So we actually, one of our seniors saw, like, the press release from the OAC and sent it in there last year, so it was kind of weird because I was, like, in my apartment before practice, you know, having a snack, getting ready to go out there, thinking it was just, like, a normal Tuesday or whenever it was. And it was like, we knew something was probably going to be up because we had seen like the night before, like the NBA got canceled. And I think like the day of like probably like the NCAA tournament canceled and all that. So we knew something was going to happen, but it was a weird experience getting that, like finding out through like a press release that all spring sports have been canceled for the OAC. And then like going into practice and like trying to get ready to like go out there, not really knowing what we were going to do. And like probably one of the toughest locker rooms I've been in, but I mean we were able to, we were gonna get new uniforms that we were gonna get surprised for because that we had a game on Friday that week, so we were gonna get new uniforms for that as a surprise. So we broke those out and we did like a freshman and juniors scrimmaging the seniors and sophomores to kind of like that last day, kind of like our last game for a lot of those seniors, and you know, live streamed it for those parents, because it's kind of like, when you think about it, it's not just like all those seniors, you obviously heartbreaks for them not getting to be continue mm-hmm. playing, but like think about like you've watched your kid play the sport for
right.
8 years, and then you kind of you're thinking you're gonna have this like senior day and stuff like that, and it's kind of ripped away from the parents too. So we scrimmaged that last day, and you know, had a had a live stream for the parents that were able to get on and watch it. But yeah, no, it was toughest locker room I've ever been in. Yeah. You know, it was just it really just sucked is all I can say about
right.
it.
Right, yeah. But it's awesome to see how you guys kind of turn that around a little bit to be somewhat more positive. So how'd you stay in shape during the quarantine period?
Yeah, so we were doing something where we would get workouts from our Instagram page, just kind of a little workaround to get it out, because I don't think there was something where we weren't allowed to have actual workouts, so they were technically voluntary, but I mean, everyone on the team was doing it, and so we would have, like, Mondays, I think, was the, like, fun kind of workout. So we did one where, like, you spelled your full name, and, like a J would be, like, 25 push-ups, like, an O would be, like, 10 burpees, stuff like that, so you'd spell your name, and that'd be the workout, and then we did a lot of, like, circuit workout, stuff like that, so, like, 20 push-ups, 30 seconds rest, and then do going through that 4 or 5 times of rounds. And then, I mean, besides that, I was just out there running. I mean, I'm pretty lucky I had, was access to, like, be able to go keep my stick in my hands. Because my, like, my roommates from the we grew up in the same town.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to get out there and, like, yeah. work on our sticks and shoot and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just talking to Kate from the women's team, and she said it was kind of difficult, you know, because it is kind of – it requires more than just one person usually to kind of really practice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you can go out there and shoot by yourself with a bucket of balls, but it's a lot right. more fun to be able to, like, pass and work on stuff like that.
Absolutely. So are you guys practicing right now?
Yeah, so we're in our second week of our fall season. So okay. When we got back, we couldn't do any lacrosse stuff, so we're just working out. Obviously, like, socially distanced, wearing masks, stuff like that. And now kind of as we've, like, keep in testing the campus, and we've been able to progress, and I think it's phase 3 is when we're allowed to do contact. So we started that last Saturday, so this is our second, we're in our second full week of practicing now, so it's been awesome, you know. Yeah. Kind of definitely something that, like, was kind of taken for granted beforehand, being, like, able to play lacrosse. So at least for me, it's been, like, put it in a whole new perspective, because coach has talked about, like, you know, guys getting injured on the team and stuff like that, you don't know when your career could end. So just, like, every time we're on the field, to making sure we're taking advantage of it and, you know, giving it all you got. So it's been really good to be out there, like, just for, like, mental health and stuff like that, being able to, like just not having that for the last 7 months. I mean, that was the longest break I've ever had from, like, playing organized lacrosse, really.
Yeah. So how often are you guys practicing each week?
We're doing 5 days a week during the fall. So we'll go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, and then we go Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday morning.
Okay.
So 5 days a week. I think we're going all the way up through October.
Yeah. What do your practices kind of look like?
Yeah. So our fall ball practices are a lot of fun, because it's all, we'll get teams during the week. So we have an orange team and a white team, and then we'll split up that way. And then, like, within practice, you're competing the whole time. So we'll have competitive drills. So, like, you're playing for runs or, like, burpees or something like that. I mean, it's a little different with all the, like, making sure we're socially distant in lines. Whenever we're doing a non-contact drill, we don't have to have mouth guards in. We have some gaiters that we pull up over, you know, your mouth and nose to make sure, stopping, mm-hmm. like, spread of the virus that way if any of us were to be asymptomatic. And, you know, we're you're self-screening yourself for practice, and people are getting selected for the random testing and stuff like that. So besides that, I mean, it's still competitive, fast, getting up and down. So
yeah,
pretty awesome. Good, honestly.
Yeah. So how's your team seem to be handling everything?
I think we've been doing a pretty good job with it. It's definitely an adjustment, for sure. Cause I mean, it's just different, but
yeah.
We talk about overcoming adversity all the time in our program. So it's just another obstacle we got to overcome.
Right. So do you feel, physically prepared for the upcoming season this spring?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to be in a great spot, coming around to when we start practicing in January. Just cause we've been able to, you know, this is probably the most talented team coach has told us that we've had on campus so far.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of getting together and getting a little bit of chemistry going in through this fall. Because, I mean, right now it might not be the prettiest lacrosse out on the field, but, you know, give us 2 or 3 weeks, get everybody back in lacrosse mode and get their sticks going. And it'll, like, when we have our scrimmage at the end of fall ball, it's usually some pretty good lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. So do you have anything that you're kind of concerned about?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, we kind of, just thinking about it, like, there's not, like, something figured out in the spring. Like, we don't want it to be something where there's a, you know, a second surge of the coronavirus and it just taken away right away. Because I know, even though, like, yeah, all the athletes got a fifth year from the spring athletes last year, like, being an engineering student, there's really not, like, much I can tack on here for, like, a fifth year as in terms of picking up a different major or, like, a minor or something like that. So they're definitely kind of something, and I feel like the back of a lot of our seniors' heads, especially when we had, like, three guys that did exercise that fifth year to come back.
Right. And so for the final question, just kind of about your athletics and stuff, how are you feeling mentally about everything? Like, are you doing anything differently to prepare yourself mentally? I know you said you're staying optimistic, but is there anything else?
No, I mean, nothing's really that different for me, honestly. Just, you know, putting things in perspective that, like, all the stuff that's going on with people that, you know, because of COVID, they're, like, out of a job or, you know, their business are failing. Like I'm having, like, friends that are, you know, like, doing class completely online, and, like, especially some other schools in our conference. Like, I don't think three of them are even on campus right now. So really just trying to be, like, grateful of, like, everything the university's done to let us, you know, come back to have classes in person, because I know that I did not like online classes well as in person. I'm sure, like, almost everybody can agree. But no, just, like, just grateful that we get to come back and practice, because, I mean, you know, there's, like, all division or all, like, division three and division two fall sports are moved to the spring, so just grateful we get to be able to out there and, like, practice in the fall.
That's a great way to look at it. All right, are you ready to answer some polar bear trivia questions?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
This is polar bear trivia.
All right, Joe, so question number one, how many first team all OAC players have there been in the history of the men's lacrosse program? Is it A, 5, B, 8, C, 4, or D, 2?
Is it C, 4?
It's actually 5. That's really close, though. All right, question number 2. How wide is the average polar bear paw in inches? Is it A, 8 inches, B, 10 inches, C, 12 inches, or D, 14 inches?
I'm going to go with C, 12.
That is correct. The average polar bear paw is about a foot long, or wide, excuse me. All right, question number 3. Who is the athletic director for Ohio Northern? Is it A, Mark Jones, B, Tom Simmons, C, Garrett Smith, or D, John Harris?
I know that one. That's Tom Simmons.
Absolutely. All right, question number 4. How many acres is the Ohio Northern campus? Is it A, 342 acres, B, 436 acres, C, 250 acres, or D, 500 acres?
Is it B?
No, it's actually A, 342 acres, which is small, but, you know, not too small,
yeah,
I
no.
guess. All right, for our final question, what is the record for most career goals scored by a player in the men's lacrosse program? Is it A, 96, B, 118, C, 57, and D, 129?
Is it B?
It is B, yeah. And that belongs to Cameron Morris, I believe is how you
say Maruse,
it?
Yeah, Maruse,
Maruse, okay. All right, that's all I have for polar bear trivia. Joe, I'm really grateful that you were able to come in today and talk to me. I wish you the best of luck this coming season. Hope you guys get to have one.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for tuning in today. We'll see you next time.